Welcome back to the Fit-ish Project with your host, as always, Lathan Bass. We got another episode coming at you this week. I thought this week we would talk about a common issue that I hear with pretty much everybody that I work with, and it is a common question that I get from a lot of different people, and that is how to eat healthy when you're busy. Because there's going to be seasons in life where you get busy, or maybe you're just one of those people who's just busy all the time, and health and trying to prioritize your health becomes a challenge when you get busier. So there's some strategies and some tips that I have found to work really well with myself and with other people that I'm going to share with you in this podcast. So in talking about, you know, healthy eating in general, I think you have to define that a little bit. And if you've listened to this podcast in the past, you know, I'm not all about 100% strict, like everything has to be clean and healthy, whatever your definition of healthy is. But for me, I always say, you know, the 80-20 rule is something that I live and die by. I think if you can get a lot of quality foods, you know, high proteins, a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables, a lot of more wholly, less processed type things in your diet 80% of the time, that's always going to be a good thing. And then that other 20% of the time, if you want to eat out and have some desserts and have some pizza or have a couple drinks or things like that, you can do that as well. So that is always my definition of healthy eating, because I think it gives you the best balance of feeling good, looking good, being able to hit all your goals inside and outside the gym, and just functioning as a whole and healthy person. But then you also get that aspect of where you can still be social, you can still go out to eat, you can still hang out with friends and enjoy some of those foods that you really want to enjoy. So that is what I'm talking about when I'm saying healthy eating here. So just keep that in mind. But I have four main strategies or tips for you when it comes to eating healthy on the fly and keeping your health a priority. So number one, having a plan. I know this sounds like super simple, super basic, super elementary, but as the quote says, you've probably heard before, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I think that is very true when it comes to nutrition and when it comes to health, when it comes to fitness and those type of things. Because if I asked you to make some healthy meals, I'm sure you could come up with some healthy meals for me. But when it comes to prioritizing your health and trying to eat a little bit healthier, those things take a little bit of extra thought, probably takes you a little bit of extra time, and it probably is going to take you a little bit of extra planning. But the issue is when we get busy, sometimes those things just go right out the window. When we get busy, we oftentimes just go for the quickest thing, the most convenient thing, the easiest thing possible. And a lot of times that is not typically the healthiest thing. There is some healthier options that you can get that are quick and convenient that I'm actually going to talk about later in the podcast. But most times when people get busy, when they get stressed, when they are low on time, they just go for the fast food window or the Uber Eats or something that's super quick that they don't really have to give much thought to. So, I mean, we've all been in that situation where like you've had a super busy day at work. Maybe it was a little stressful, felt like you were running around all day, never really had any time to sit down or take to yourself. And then maybe after work, you have to go run some errands and you have some things to do after work. You get home and then you still have some things that you need to get done. Maybe you have kids you have to take care of, or your partner needs help with something, and then dinner rolls around and you don't have a plan for dinner. There's no real meal plan. You don't have any idea what you're going to eat, and you really don't want to spend the time to think about it or cook up a healthy meal. So you just go for the quickest and most convenient thing. So you hop back in the car, you go to the fast food restaurant, whip out that phone, Uber Eats something to the house, and you go with that. And you know, I'm not against that. If you've listened to this podcast, like, I'm not against people eating out or having some fast food on occasion, or, you know, using Uber Eats or anything like that. But when you're doing that all the time, it makes it very difficult to hit your health goals and feel good, look good, all those things that a lot of us are after. So having a plan can be super helpful and help to prevent some of those issues and kind of get ahead of the curve a little bit. So just some practical tips when it comes to having a plan, because obviously, okay, having a plan, that sounds good, but what exactly does that mean? So super basic thing that you can do is just to write your meals out either the day before or even the entire week before. So like take a little sticky note or use your phone and just think about what you're going to have to eat tomorrow. So for breakfast, I'm going to have this. Lunch, I'm going to have this. Dinner, I'm going to have this. For snacks, I'm going to have this. Super simple, takes you like 2 minutes, But when you actually take the time to think about it a little bit, write it out, you're much more likely to stick to those choices. If you're somebody who wants to plan even further ahead, you could do that for the entire week where you plan out, maybe I'm going to have this for breakfast this week, this for lunch, and then on dinner each night, I'm going to have this, this, and this. Again, super simple, but takes a little bit of time, you know, a couple minutes, but having that plan is going to be helpful in helping you stay on track. Another thing you can do is just to reduce your options. So what I mean by that is if you're somebody who doesn't mind eating the same thing for days in a row or meals in a row, like me, like I can literally eat the same thing so many days in a row and I have no issue with it. But if you can limit some of those options, like maybe you're going to have the same breakfast most of the time, and then for lunch the whole week, you're going to have the same type of meals. Well, then you only have to worry about dinner, which is really nice. So you don't have to worry about every single meal that day because you already have two of your three meals accounted for. You know what you're going to have on those. And then it just takes a little bit of that decision making and a little bit of that stress out of choosing the healthier option. I know for me, like when I was teaching and coaching and I had really long days, I would have the same breakfast almost every single day, Monday through Friday, for probably a good 3-4 years straight. I would have a protein shake, a couple scoops of protein in there, get some berries in there, add in some milk or some water, some ice, super basic. And then I would have like a banana or a piece of fruit with that. And that's what I would have. I'd drink it in my car on the way to work. And I would have that literally every single morning just because I didn't have to think about it. It was super quick, super fast, but it was also still high protein. It was something that was full of nutrients and low calorie, which is all the things that I wanted to have. It checked all the boxes and it was quick and easy. And it was just something that I never had to think about. So that's what I did. So if you can have some of those options, or even like I said, just limit some of those options, it can make staying on track and eating a little bit healthier that much more easy. And then the third thing you can do is meal prep, which I'll get into this. This kind of leads into the next tip. But if you can meal prep, that is probably the best thing that you can do, because obviously, you know, making a meal plan is solid. But if you actually physically have the food all prepped, that's also going to be nice. Because one of the things that I hear really often when I'm talking to clients that I'm working with who are trying to improve their health or lose weight, you know, all those sorts of things, is like, whenever I meal prep, I feel like it's so much easier versus the weeks that I don't meal prep. Like, it just, meal prepping makes making those better choices that much easier. I feel like I don't have to scramble and I don't have to make all those decisions when I have my meals prepped. I feel like it's a lot harder to get the protein that I need when I don't have my meals prepped. I feel like I typically end up more hungry when I don't have my meals prepped. And I mean, when you think about it, again, you're just taking all that decision making out. You're not having to make those choices on the fly, and you just have that stuff prepped and ready to go, and it just makes making that healthier choice that much easier. If you're somebody who doesn't necessarily love meal prep, I know I've never tried them, but I've had friends and even some clients who have tried like meal prep services. There's a bunch of them now where you literally just get pre-made food sent to your house, and then all you do is just reheat it, and then you're good to go there. So if you have the funds to do that, and that's something that you want to do to even take it a little bit further, where you don't have to put as much effort into cooking your meals and meal prepping them out yourself, then that's something that you could also look into as well. Because like I said, there is tons of options out there. And from what I've heard, there's a lot of good feedback on some tasty stuff out there. So if you're just like crazy busy, or you just hate cooking and you just want to make it even simpler, that's also something that you could consider. But that leads me into tip number two, which again, I said is meal prep. So if you're somebody who's really busy, this is also a good way to save some time. Because if you add up all that time it takes you to prep your meals, to cook your meals every single week, like if you're coming in and you're cooking lunch, dinner, every single meal for the entire week, well, that cooking time adds up a lot. But if you can go ahead and just batch that into like one period throughout the week where you just spend an hour to meal prep your meals, you're going to end up saving yourself a lot of time. But then obviously, again, you're going to have that food prepped and making those healthy choices that much easier. Meal prep is nice too, because I know one thing that a lot of people struggle with, especially people who are busy, is they just end up eating out a lot. And again, not that I'm against eating out or that you can never eat out, but the more that you're eating out, the more difficult it makes sticking to those health goals and those fitness goals, just because when you're eating out, you don't have nearly as much control over what you're getting. There's a lot of hidden calories in there with like sauces and oils and things like that. Plus, the portions are typically a lot bigger. So you're getting in a lot of extra calories without even realizing it. And that can, again, make sticking to your health goals that much more difficult. So if you have that meal prep on hand, you're not as likely to go and eat out and have those choices that you don't have as much control over. And then the third thing that I really like about meal prep, which I've mentioned a little bit with the decision making, is you don't have to rely on all that willpower or even just make those decisions. Because if you're busy, if you're stressed, if you're low on time, like making those healthier decisions just becomes harder. And there's studies on this too. Like when you ask people to make certain decisions and things like that, like as the day goes on and they get more stressed or things are going on, like it just makes it that much more difficult to make that good choice. Like a lot of times we know what the good choice is, or we know what choice we should be making. But when you're more stressed, when you're low on time, when you're busy, like actually making that choice and knowing what choice to make are two different things, right? So again, having that meal prep on hand, you don't have to worry about making those choices because it's already physically prepped. It's already there. All you have to do is just reheat it and then you're good to go. So meal prep, super solid. And a strategy that I highly recommend. It's something that I've been using for a really long time, ever since, you know, going on my whole weight loss journey. It's something that has helped me a ton, and it's something that I still do religiously, like 2 to 3 times a week. I'll meal prep. Every time I cook, I make sure that I cook extra so that there's always leftovers, so that I'm not having to spend as much time cooking because I don't like to cook, but then also just so I have food prepared, so then I'm not as likely to go and have those other things that I don't necessarily want. So, like I said, if you struggle with eating in general or just making the healthy choice or struggling with knowing what to eat, take a little time and do some meal prep. Give it a try. And I found with a good majority of people, they really like it and it works out really well. Tip number 3, have some quick go-to meals. So this is something that I figured out, I don't know, a while back, not too long ago, to be honest, but something that I've used a lot. And it's something that I never really realized that I was doing until I kind of sat down and was just thinking about it a little bit. But I always have like a couple of meals that I can go to that are just super quick. They take very minimal time to make. And they're things that I always have like at my house available so that whenever I get in a pinch, like maybe I didn't have any time to meal prep or I didn't have like a certain meal plan for that day or that week, I have a couple meals that I can go to for breakfast, lunch, dinner that take super minimal time to make. They're very easy to make and they're tasty and they're things that I like. So for example, for breakfast, I have a couple go-tos like that I don't really have, that don't really take a whole lot of time. So like protein oats is one that I'll go to a lot because it literally takes like 3 minutes to make. I'll just take some oats, some whey protein powder, throw some water in there, a little cinnamon, maybe some berries, and I have a high protein quality meal in like 3 minutes. Greek yogurt bowl is another one. Throw a little whey protein powder in there, some berries. Again, 3 minutes, you have a high quality meal. And then a protein shake, like I mentioned, is also another really solid option. So anytime, like if I don't have a plan for breakfast, then I'll just go to one of those three that are super quick. If I don't want to make food or if I'm just feeling kind of lazy that morning or something like that, I'll just use one of those. When it comes to like lunch or dinner, I like anything that has eggs. I know some people don't like eating eggs unless it's breakfast, but I like anything that has eggs because eggs are super quick and easy to make. And typically you'll have eggs stocked in your fridge. So those are a really nice option. You could do like burritos or sandwiches or bowls and you throw a little bit of meat in there, like, you know, some turkey or some ham or some breakfast meat. You have a super high protein, lower calorie type meal, healthier type meal that you can make anytime and you can make that in under 10 minutes. Some other really good go-tos are like salads, sandwiches, subs, wraps. Use like some deli meat, some turkey, ham, roast beef, anything like that that you can throw in any of those things. Add some veggies on there, maybe a little bit of sauce of some sort. And again, you have a super high quality meal in like 5 minutes. So those are all some really good go-tos that I like to go to. Obviously, you don't have to use those. But like I said, having some idea of just some really quick go-to things that you can have when you don't have a plan, I have found can go a really long way. Because like I said, a lot of times I'll have conversations with clients who are trying to improve their health, maybe lose some weight or things like that. And like one of the issues that people always struggle with is like knowing what exactly to eat. And so like sometimes, like I said, you're going to, you know, get busy or maybe things happen and you didn't have time to prep your food or make a meal plan. So having these couple of meals on deck that you can always turn to whenever you need to is just really nice. And it's not like you have to, have a bunch of these, but just have two or three of them just on the top of your head. Just keep those things, those food items stocked in your fridge, and then you always know that you have some sort of plan that you can turn to if you haven't had the time to prep food or, make a meal plan or things like that. And then tip number four, keep good snacks around. So this is really nice because all of these things are things that you have to spend zero prep time on. These are things that you just grab and you can eat them right away. They don't take any extra time. So having a lot of these high quality snacks around is super nice because, again, it takes zero extra time. Just keep these things on hand. And these are nice too because you can take them on the go. So a lot of people who are busy, they just have a lot of things going on. Maybe you're not always at your house. Maybe you have to travel. So it's really nice to have these snacks too because a lot of these you don't even need to refrigerate, which is really nice. And I have people that I work with who have to travel either by car or maybe they have to take a lot of flights and things like that. So one of the things they like to do is take some of these snacks with them. That way, again, it's just less decisions they have to make. They don't have to think about, okay, what am I going to get at this restaurant or this gas station or whatever. Like, they just have these items on hand and then they're good to go that way. So some of these things, like some of my favorite ones or ones that I recommend quite a bit, are things like protein bars are really nice. I love protein bars. And again, you have to be careful with not getting the ones that have 350, 400 calories, because then you're just taking in a bunch of extra calories. But if you can get a solid protein bar between, 200, 250 calories, 20 grams of protein, that's super solid right there. A lot of like pre-made protein shakes don't have to be refrigerated, which are pretty nice. Like, like Pure or Premier Protein, Core Powers, Fairlife, those things are all pretty popular with a lot of people. If you are a tuna person, I know there's a lot of people who feel strongly against tuna, but like if you like tuna, you can get the tuna packets so that you don't even need like a can opener. You can take those tuna packets on the go as well, and those are a super high source of protein, lower calorie. Beef jerky is another one of my favorites, or like beef sticks or meat sticks. Those are all really good sources of protein. And then you have your good old reliable, your basics. Like fruit is another solid one. Any kind of fruit that you can take on the go is really nice. And then if you're a person who likes raw vegetables, I personally do not, but I know there are people out there who just eat, carrots and celery and peppers and things like that. Not my thing, but if you like that and you eat raw vegetables, that's also another really good one that you can take on the go with you. Whether it's, you taking it on a car ride, or you're keeping these things at work, or just keeping them stocked at home, like having these things around is just always going to give you that nice quality option that you can turn to when you're hungry and maybe you just need a quick little snack. A couple other good ones that I really like too, but you have to keep them refrigerated, are cottage cheese and Greek yogurt. Both super high protein, tasty, help fill you up. So those are good options too. But obviously, like I said, you have to have a refrigerator to have those. But maybe if you do have like a fridge at your work, or you have a little cooler that you keep in your car or something like that, those are also some really good options that you can take along with you. Now, I know like this, like that tip and some of these tips, they seem like super, super simple. But I promise you, when you do these things, they can make a massive difference if you like keep these things around. Because like I said, a lot of the issue isn't like knowing, what to do. Like all these tips are pretty basic, pretty elementary, as I said, but it's just a matter of actually doing them. And like when you have these things around, when you plan a little bit, when you meal prep, when you have these snacks around, when you have these quick go-to meals that you can go to, then you're much more likely to stick to these things once you've actually done them and you've practiced them and you've made these things like simple habits within the way that you kind of operate and the way that you do things. It makes these things just so much easier, and it makes being healthy just in general so much easier. Because one of the things that I like to try to remind people is like you want to try to set your environment up in a way that makes making the healthier choice the easy and the simple choice. Like make the easy choice, the healthier choice, the most obvious choice. And what I mean by that is like when you go to work, if you have all these snacks like in your office or around, like in your little mini fridge or at your desk, or when you go on a trip, like if you have these snacks with you, it just makes it super simple and super easy. And it just seems like the obvious thing to do. But if you don't set your environment up in a way that helps you make these choices, well, then now you have to make the decision like, okay, I'm gonna go to the gas station. But then you go to the gas station, and there's like 100 different options. You got the gas station pizza, you got candy, you got all the other stuff that like is very enticing versus if you just took that stuff with you, you have it in the car, then you don't have to worry about making that decision. So you're making the easy and healthy choice, or excuse me, you're making the healthy choice the easy choice, right? Like if you're at home and you don't have any of these quality snacks on hand, or if you don't have any meal prep in the fridge, like, and you're stressed and you're busy and you don't really feel like making a healthy meal, well, what are you gonna do? You're gonna probably go to the fast food, or you're gonna whip out your phone and get the Uber Eats out and order some restaurant food. And again, it's not that you can never do those things, but the more that you can make these healthier behaviors a part of your just regular routine, the easier it's gonna be to be healthy and feel good and look good and all those things that we want to be striving for. And then lastly, I just had some random tips that like I didn't think they deserve their own category that I didn't need to like really expand on too much, but like some things that I found that make a huge difference and can make being healthier or eating healthier easy for people who are busier is, first off, a crock pot is probably the best thing ever. Like I will talk about crock pots forever because I love them and it makes getting quality protein so much easier. Get yourself a crock pot. They're super cheap. They're like 10, 20 bucks, but you can make a bunch of chicken or pork or beef or whatever kind of protein source that you want. You can make a bunch at the same time and then just keep that in your fridge. And that way you have that protein on deck and you can make tons of different meals with it. But again, like just throw it in the crock pot. You don't have to think about it. It takes you couple hours to get that ready to go, but then once you have it in your fridge, like you have that all week long. So doing that and just getting in that routine, and maybe you do that 1 to 2 times per week, can be super helpful in helping you to hit your protein goals and make those healthier choices. Right along with that, another kitchen appliance that I found super helpful, especially for busy people, is an air fryer, because you can make stuff in the air fryer. There's not as much cleanup. Super easy, throw it in there. It tastes good. Like there's a lot of different things that you can do with it. It's a little bit quicker. And so having an air fryer again can help you save a little bit of time and make things a little bit easier for you that way. Another kind of random tip is just to carry a water bottle with you all the time. And the reason that I say this is because a lot of busy people, obviously, like, you know, sometimes you're out on the road and doing different things. And like when you have that water bottle with you, you're more likely to just drink more water versus like drinking a bunch of other stuff, like pop and juice and things that could be loaded with calories and sugar that you don't necessarily want to be consuming all throughout the day. By having that water bottle on hand, you're just making sure that you're staying hydrated and that you're drinking more water versus drinking things that you probably don't want to be drinking all the time. Again, not to say that you can never have those things, but a majority of the time, we want to be drinking a lot of water. So, super simple. I know it seems super obvious, but carry a water bottle around with you all the time and you're going to drink more water. Another random tip, got a couple more, but if you are someone who is eating out, and I know this happens, like obviously there's certain things, like maybe you're traveling and you have to eat out. Like, actually, I have a client who travels a lot on the road. So, like, one thing that he does when it comes to like eating out, because he is always on the road, it makes it much tougher to like take a meal prep with you or things like that, is he makes sure that for breakfast, it's high protein, low calorie. And then for lunch, he knows that he's probably going to be eating out. But what he does and what we talked about is trying to find high protein sources with high vegetables so that you're not taking in so many calories. Because again, when you are eating out, it's very easy to start over consuming things, eating too many calories, and not really staying in line with some of those health goals that you might have or those fitness goals that you might have. So opt for the higher protein, higher veggie style items on the menu. So like if you go to like a sandwich place, you know, get something with high protein and with a lot of vegetables, or you could go to like a place where you get like a bowl of some sort with a lot of vegetables, a lot of protein. Options like that where you can go to and get some higher quality foods where it's a lot of protein, a lot of vegetables are probably going to be your best bet when you are having to eat out quite often. So plan ahead a little bit and just know like if you do have to eat out, obviously it's not a big deal, but try to pick those higher protein things, lower calorie type things, lots of vegetables, lots of whole foods, things like that. And then my final tip, just kind of a random thing, is that understand that it's actually okay to skip meals sometimes. Like for people who are very busy, sometimes people will do something called intermittent fasting, where they basically close down the amount of time that they're eating throughout the day, where like they're only eating in like an 8 hour window or a 6 hour window. Sometimes people do that just because that means they don't have to eat as much. And just because they're really busy, now they don't really have to think about it. So that's another option too. Like if you're somebody, maybe you just feel like you are just so rushed and you just don't have a ton of time to eat and it's a real struggle to like get all your meals in and things like that. Like something like intermittent fasting or even just like skipping a meal here or there is not the end of the world. Obviously, you want to be aware of how that's making you feel and like if you feel like crap when you're intermittent fasting or skipping meals and things like that, and then it causes you to like overeat during other meals, things like that. Like you need to be aware of that. And if it's not something that you want to do, then obviously don't do it. But that is an option out there as well that I know some people have done before. I've had clients in the past who like they're just super busy and they're not super hungry in the morning. So they just intermittent fast. They don't eat breakfast. They eat kind of like a early lunch and then they shrink their window to when they're actually eating food. And that ends up working out a little bit better for them. So that's also an option too. Obviously, like I said, it really just depends on what you like and what you want to do, but that is an option. And just know that you don't always have to eat every single meal. Like if you're not hungry and you're super busy and you're super engaged, like it's not the end of the world to just skip a meal. Like humans are designed to be able to go long periods of time in between eating. Like you can last a very long time without eating food. But I think we kind of get in the routine now of like where we just always have access to food. And so we're eating three meals a day, we're eating multiple snacks a day. And again, that's not like a terrible thing. Like I enjoy eating, I like eating, but just understand like it is okay to skip meals sometimes if that's something that you want to do or feel like you need to do just because it'll help you make a better choice. So, with all that being said, hopefully there was a couple helpful tips within that. You know, if you're somebody who's busy, I'm sure at some point or another, sometime or another, you're going to be busy and you're going to have a lot going on, and it's going to make staying on track and being healthy and eating healthy a little bit more difficult, but it is certainly possible. Almost everybody that I work with or have worked with in the past is busy in some form or another. And it just comes down to making it a little bit of a priority and having some sort of plan, you know, using some of those tips like meal prepping, keeping those good snacks around, things like that can all be super helpful and go a long way in helping you to keep you on track and helping you make progress and getting you to all your goals of looking better, feeling better, all that good stuff. So, like I said, hopefully that was helpful. Just a couple things before I hop off of here, working on a new program. So stay tuned for that. And then all of those of you who have left a review, really appreciate that. If you have not done that, taking 30 seconds to do that would help me out a ton, and I really appreciate that. But other than that, that is all I have. Appreciate you guys listening, and we will see you next week.